As you mentioned, the alliance with NATO, Poland is involved with NATO, and at the same time, Poland is a part of the European Union. So clearly, Poland is a key player. As a diplomat representing Poland here in Toronto, you obviously do a lot of work in terms of not only assisting, but providing services to the Polish members of the community living here in Toronto. So as the Consul General of Poland, would you be able to discuss the impact and the significance of the work done by the Polish consulate, along with the work that you do on a day-to-day basis?
There are two fields of our activity. First of all, we issue the passports for the Polish diaspora, for the members of Polonia. We issue visas for citizens of the countries who want to go to Poland. We help with the social security in Poland and legalize documents. And we do the administration stuff every day. So we open every day to the public, and a lot of people are coming to our office to do that job. But on the other hand, we have a second field of our activity. It's promotional development of Poland. Nowadays, it is very important. We do that from the 1989, and especially in the previous years, that we fight regarding the Polish-Jewish dialogue. We fight and we react on the phrases using in the newspapers, books, radio auditions about it's a mainly Polish concentration camp or Polish SS. It was recently in the book Fight and Freedom. And it is very important because these errors causes in collective memory wrong feeling that the Polish could be the one who do the Holocaust. Don't forget that there was the Germany, there was not the Poland. It was the concentration camps were built in the occupied Poland by Germans, not Polish. And every day, maybe not every day, but we fight with that accusation. And it's a painful paradox of history that our country, Poland, for centuries perceived as its own by the Jewish nation, became under Nazi German rule the largest area of the final solution of Jewish question. It's common knowledge that until the outbreak of the Second World War, Poland was home to the largest Jewish community in Europe. For several centuries, Poland was home to millions of Jews, finding there not just a place of exile, but home where they could thrive and preserve their heritage. The Jewish presence in Poland left lasting imprints on a Polish life and cultural heritage, and recognition of history, culture and tradition is an essential social element in the building of tolerance and peaceful coexistence among the nations. So we fight with that, we react with the wrong accusation about the Polish people building the concentration camp or things like that.
Poland during World War II lost millions of people as a result of being attacked by Germans, and Germany had their own forces come in. Let's not forget that there were a lot of Polish Jews. It comes down to people being educated. People need to understand that the truth is out there. From the past. You just need to open up a book and you'll be able to see the facts. But oftentimes what happens in the media, as a result of bias, there will be allegations and accusations of, for instance, this example, the Polish people establishing concentration camps. And unfortunately, there will be people out there who will believe in it.
Exactly. We could not forget that the Poland was the prime attack of Germany, and in Poland was the biggest Jewish diaspora. So they built a concentration camp in Poland because it was the most of the Jew in the Europe lives in Poland. And do not also forget that the Polish people are the biggest group recognized by Yad Vashem Institute as a righteous among the nations. And do not forget that to help Jewish people during the German occupation, it was the death penalty for that. Nonetheless, the Polish people helped Jews during the war, and it was the a lot, really thousands of people honored by the Yad Vashem Institute. Of course, there were a dark sides of the history. It was terrible times during the Second World War. There were the episodes from every possible directions. But the main thing is that it was the biggest number of people recognized as righteous among the nation was the Polish people.
And in terms of educating the youth, I think it's highly essential to provide the youth out there with accurate information, and it all comes down to having the resources and studying history, understanding what is the truth, and differentiating the truth from these allegations and deceits that are out there. So in terms of building a relationship between Canada and Poland, and in terms of providing our youth with advice, I'm going to take this over and have my co-host, Eric McKinley, ask you a few questions pertaining to the impact of the relationship between Canada and Poland, along with any valuable advice that you can provide to the youth out there who are listening.
In terms of building a strong relationship between Canada and Poland, you advised that you've hosted events. Has there been an event to, you know, inform Canadians in Toronto about Poland or be inclusive of Polish Canadians that you specifically enjoy holding or being part of?
We organize a lot of events. The most of our events are with the free admission. So we are co-partner in, hundreds of events, but also we organize here in our consulate. So we, every information what we are doing on that field are on our website. So if somebody is interested to participate in the events we organize, so please visit our website. It's www.toronto.mfa.gov.pl, I believe.
That's right.
So we have that every information. During the summertime, we organized event in our beautiful gardens. So it was the Serenada by the Polish theater here, the Wianki. It was the event on a garden. We also organized every year a final meeting of the officers who have studied in the Canadian Forces College. Every year we have a military officer from Poland who attending for a 1 year senior course, and we have a beautiful garden party here. But I would like to say about the one project. It is addressed to the youth, the kids from high school and the last classes of primary school. It is called We Are Poles. It is the film project. We started in the December last year, and the continuation will be this year. So we encourage the young people to make an amateur film about the immigration history. We have a lot of co-partners, and it is our project, but we have a lot of co-partners. We have a Museum of Immigration in Poland. We have a Pier 21 museum here in Canada. A lot of organization patronage us with this project. And this project is very beneficial for our kids. Every kid from a Polish school could participate in that. We had workshops on December last year, and we'll have March, I think, this year, and then the culmination point won't be at the Ekran Polish Film Festival. So the kids are encouraged to make an amateur movie about the immigrants' history. And they will have a help with professionals. The professionals from Poland and both from Poland and Canada, the filmmakers, professional filmmakers. We organize workshops for kids, and they tell the kids how to make a good film. Because nowadays everybody is making a movie from their iPhones, etc. So we just think that maybe it will be good that to make a film, do something connected with Poland, with the immigration history. And we have a workshop in December. It was very popular. About 40 kids applied to be on a workshop this year. And there will be a finalists, and the jury, it will be that the best film will be chosen by the jury, and we will see. And the finals will be at Toronto Ekran Film Polish Film Festival. It was in, I think, October or November. And then we will see next year if we have money for the person who won the competition, we would try to give the opportunity to make a professional for that. Oh. So it is very, I think that this is very the social element in that, also the heritage element and also a fun. So for kids, I think it's a beautiful.
I have to say that as a result of becoming a member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce here in Toronto, I've been provided with an opportunity to become affiliated and involved with the Ekran Polish mm-hmm. Film Festival. So my first weekend will be spent working on upcoming projects for Ekran, writing grant proposals, and I'm very excited about that. Now, oftentimes, I advise the youth to become involved. If you're Polish-Canadian and you're passionate about your heritage and you're passionate about your background and you want to become a part of various projects, then look at the various associations and organizations that are out there. And oftentimes, the best way to be affiliated with various events that are happening is to become a member of a chamber. And the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce would be the best way for those who want to be a part of various projects. That'd be a best way to go.